According to the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, who say that they've seen the altered report from summer last year, people close to the governor wanted to downplay the death toll at a time that Mr. Cuomo was receiving praise for his handling of the pandemic in New York. They allegedly scaled down the number from nearly 10,000 to around 6,500 deaths. Officials in the state now acknowledge that the death toll in elderly care homes was much higher, about 50% higher, than previously disclosed. They believe around 15,000 residents in care facilities have died with COVID-19 since March last year. Governor Cuomo is already facing calls for his resignation after three women came forward claiming that he'd sexually harassed them. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.